The days of gasoline engines and cars look to be numbered, and the end could come sooner on the West Coast than elsewhere. The Washington legislature just set a goal that all new cars sold in the state beginning with model year 2030 be electric. Oregon and California have 2035 as their target. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports some of these dates are aspirational, but one has teeth.
When Seattle lawyer Matthew Metz first started talking up a year 2030 date to end the sale of new cars that run on gas, even he acknowledged it was seen as radical.
There was definitely a lot of pushback and a lot of fear of politicians on both sides of the aisle that this would somehow touching the third rail.
Well, it's no longer shocking, at least not on the West Coast. The transition of new car sales to electric only is an official policy goal. Metz founded the environmental nonprofit Coltura.
It's, I think, easier for people's mind to get wrapped around that actually electric vehicles can serve as a replacement for gas vehicles. That's been a big change. And I think just the climate crisis and the recognition that, hey, you know, we really do need to do something about vehicles.
Vehicle exhaust is the single biggest source of climate warming emissions in West Coast states. The target to go electric only by 2030 for new car sales was initially proposed as a requirement at the Washington legislature last year, but there was insufficient support among Democrats and Republicans for it to be an enforceable mandate, so it was watered down to just be a goal. There's no penalty if a dealer in 2031 wants to sell and you choose to buy a new car with a gas or diesel engine. Metz says he's okay with that.
In Washington, even though we might not be doing it as a ban, we still have a lot of powers and, you know, the government has a lot of ability to guide the state in that direction. And just like you don't want to bet against City Hall, well, you don't necessarily want to bet against the state government either if you're a car company.
Metz says he's noticed that headline writers in automotive journals and online blogs routinely misconstrue Washington's aspirational goal as a forthcoming ban on gasoline-powered cars. Washington State Senate Transportation Committee Chair Marco Elias says he does not foresee changing the goal to a requirement.
You can still buy a horse in Washington, and you can still travel by horse if you want to. You know, just because new technology comes out doesn't mean that we ban old technologies. And when you look at the major manufacturers that have already announced they're going to stop producing internal combustion engines, several in 2030, more in 2035, by the end of the 2030s decades, this is going to happen.
Car enthusiasts may want to keep as close of an eye on what's happening in Sacramento as on Olympia or Salem. That's because Washington State and Oregon previously agreed to follow California's clean car rules. California regulators are finalizing new requirements for automakers to sell a certain percentage of zero emissions vehicles. Unlike the Northwest state's clean car goals, these rules are enforceable and carry stiff financial penalties for automakers who fall short. The latest draft of the rules, applicable to states that follow California's lead, says at least 68% of new car sales have to be zero emissions by 2030 and 100% by 2035. An economics professor who studies the transition to electric cars says setting target dates far in the future risks getting the timing wrong. Stephen Holland of the University of North Carolina at Greensboro spoke on a podcast taped for the American Economic Association.
If we ban too early, it's bad. So if we just get rid of gas vehicles, and electric vehicles are not good substitutes for gas vehicles, I mean, everyone's going to be driving around in really inferior cars. There'll be massive deadweight loss.
Republicans in the Washington legislature favored letting the free market determine the pace of electric vehicle adoption. The minority party objected to what it called a government knows best approach, but the GOP was frozen out of drafting the state transportation package in which the 2030 target was inserted this winter. To be clear, people will still be able to buy used and drive around older gasoline-powered cars post-2030 or 2035 in any of the regulatory scenarios under discussion along the West Coast. I'm Tom Bonzi in Olympia.